Cheating by Auckland University students could undermine the integrity of some courses and results, according to one student body. Auckland University's investigating claims dozens of students cheated in online exams by sharing information via a chat room. Due to COVID, the varsity has largely moved to online unsupervised exams, with students having to tick a declaration saying they won't get unauthorised help or share the content of the assessment, and the work that they are submitting is their own. President of the New Zealand Union of Students Associations, Andrew Lessels, explains how answers were allegedly shared.
So it appears that in one program at Auckland University, students engaged in sharing information about exams, engaged in a Discord chat, supposedly sharing answers and sharing their responses to an exam that was held online. There was a complaint to the university from a student who bore witness to this, where 38 students, I believe, were involved in this particular class and were in this chat. And it appears that they used that as a way to share answers and circumvent academic integrity.
What program was it?
I'm not actually aware of which program it was at Auckland University. I understand it was a degree level program, and it is only the one program that we do have any student feedback of regarding this.
So were they basically using an online chat group or similar to pass information back and forward?
Yes, it does appear that there were some students in this individual class that were engaging in this. It doesn't appear to be, judging by the number of students that were claimed to be in this chat as compared to the size of most university programs, it seems like quite a small subset of students, a very small cohort that were engaging in this, but it is extremely disappointing nonetheless.
With online exams then, what undertakings does the university get from students about, well, being honest?
Well, academic misconduct is something that universities have always had challenges with. Academic misconduct is something that is always reinforced by institutions, but a lot of the guidelines and a lot of the processes that underpin academic integrity within universities and tertiary institutions are years or decades old. They simply weren't designed with online examinations in mind, and it is really hard to ensure academic integrity on online invigilation and online exams.
It's easier to cheat, Andrew, now that we're got all these digital means in order to look up information and pass information back and forth.
Unfortunately, it does seem that there is a small subset of students who do find it easier to commit academic misconduct now that we are in an online environment. It is more difficult for institutions to invigilate students when they are doing exams without breaching the privacy of students or doing incredibly intrusive things like monitoring their individual computer and their eye movement. It is much easier to invigilate in person, and all the regulations that outline how institutions do this were written decades ago, so they simply weren't written with online exams in mind.
Andrew, as you understand it, were students to take the test, or did they take the test at home on their own computer? You log in, you take the exam, you're not supposed to look at any reference materials, and you, they're just relying entirely on your honesty to complete it in the time allowed.
Yes, it does seem like Auckland University were using an entirely trust-based model of online examination, where students did have to go through a checklist they agreed to the university's academic integrity policies, and they agreed to uphold the academic quality of the institution. But for a lot of students, phrases like academic integrity and phrases like academic misconduct, they never truly explain to students. So a lot of students really don't know what those phrases mean.
Should they just say don't cheat?
I think that institutions need to be a little clearer around what students can and can't do in an online environment. I think that a lot of the policies and guidelines that were written simply don't match up with the experiences students have with online exams. Are you allowed to open a chat? What are you allowed and aren't allowed to do? And I think that there's been a learning experience for both staff and students in education in the COVID environment, where we do have online examinations, because there is not enough clarity for students around how they do this. The trust-based model does work for the majority of students, but unfortunately there are a subset of students who are abusing that, and I think they would abuse any trust-based model, some students. It's a very unfortunate reality.
I understand what you're saying about being clear around rules, but if we just stop and think about it for a moment, in all honesty, Andrew, opening a chat conversation where you have 38-odd people, that's like sort of getting up in an exam room and having a shout-out to everyone around you and saying, does anyone know the answer to 2B? Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, unfortunately it is really unfortunate that a small group of students have done this and have sort of tarred all students with the same brush that students are using online exams to cheat, because I don't think that's the reality we have.
So what does that do to the integrity? What does that do to the integrity of courses and qualifications, exam results?
Unfortunately, it does ask some big questions around what integrity of institute, what integrity of programs is like. If we have things like competitive entry for second year courses and we have exams that have huge weightings on them, there is the unfortunate reality that some students who did complete this honestly and fairly may be hindered by the fact that other students did cheat. So it is a real issue that is simply not good enough. And that's one of the challenges that institutions have had by shifting to online examinations. Auckland is quite an outlier this year. It is committed to having all exams online, regardless of what COVID alert level we are at. And it's the only institution that's done that. It's quite an outlier. Other institutions during COVID had some experiences of possibility of the challenges that online exams provide and decided to back away from the idea somewhat. But Auckland has stuck with it, and I think that is the trust-based model that they were running has shown itself to have some flaws.
Auckland University have provided us with a statement. It says, a student contacted a staff member with concerns about planned academic misconduct during a recent online exam. Consequently, tutors were warned to be extra vigilant, the university says, regarding academic misconduct in light of those allegations. It goes on to say, while we're not aware of cheating having taken place in these online exams before the allegation was made, we will be investigating.